have a guidance
system. Mode control switch was in auto because the radar had been used to track the command module, and they were using the auto mode for reaction control system attitude control. Now, this mode control switch should have been placed in attitude hold for staging, but it was not because that step had been omitted from the checklist. So the control system maneuvered the lunar module to lock onto the command module as the computer directed, but that was not the proper attitude for staging. And the crew were not sure whether they went to pulse mode or to straight manual control, but they went to one of those two modes and to get out of that situation. And the staging went well. We're about 30 seconds away from acquisition now. The altitude at staging was 33.4 nautical miles. Gene Cernan was the only crewman in the LAM being monitored by the flight surgeon, and his heart rates during that staging sequence range from 105 to 129.
Guys, got 21 minutes and counting about. Well, it was doing okay until the last 100 miles or so, and I had to put it tight dead man, because when we start talking about things like plane changes, I want to be able to go back and look at the ball. I think we're fat right now.
Charlie Brown, Houston, we're standing by, over.
Roger.
Charlie Brown, Houston, how did the CSI go? Copy, Charlie Brown. Hey, Snoop, Houston, we're reading you full by, over.
Do we have a bird, everybody,
beautiful Earth rise as you came up from behind the horizon.
Roger, need your 9, Snoop, Houston, need your 981 numbers and your residuals, over. Residual 0, minus 0.4 and 0. Thank you much.
And I'm going to try and get your high gain.
Rog.
Copy that, Tom.
Charlie Brown, Houston, did Snoop do a plane change, over? Charlie Brown, Snoop, correction.
If it's a plane change time, and at the plane change time, which was 104.15, I had minus 1.1 and they had one in the opposite direction, so we decided not to do it there.
Roger, we copy.
Hello, Houston. This is Snoopy on high gain. How do you read?
Roger, we got you on a high gain, Snoop.
Okay, this high gain stuff is a piece of cake. I don't know what you were also worried about.
Rich, we could say the same about the Omnis.
Yeah, all I did was look at you come over the horizon and I pointed the high gain up down my Z-axis like I hoped I could, and bam, there you were, and she locked on.
Roger, we got you, and we got you counting down, and we see you 1645.
Okay, it seems like every time we initialize or call up P-20 for the first time, the first mark we have to reject because it's got horrendous five-digit numbers in it.
Roger, we copy.
Showing range 97 miles.
It looks like TPI, my last recycle, TPI has moved away from us 2 minutes and 20 seconds. I'm going to go and try calculating our plane change here and compare it with yours, but it looks like we're in good shape. I got a Del H of 14.9.
Roger, Snoop. We copy. Houston.
That Delta H is the differential altitude between the command module and the lunar module. Gene Cernan reads it as 14.9 nautical miles. And we'd like it to be right around 15 nautical miles, so that's very good. And this next maneuver, the CDH.
Charlie Brown, Snoop, we're locked on with you all the way, right together. Roger, you're right in plane with us, Charlie Brown. Hello, Houston, this is Snoopy. One thing that looks real good to us, the rendezvous radar's temperature's kept fairly cool. In fact, where it is now at 80 is about as hot as it's gotten all day. Over.
Roger, we copy, Tom. Thank you much.
Charlie Brown, this Snoop, our plane change is NG, so we're not going to burn ours. We'll wait for yours. If it sounds good, we'll look at it. CDH time is
104-435-271. Roger, we copy.
04-435-271. That's it, Charlie Brown.
John, we're going to ignore it here.
Take it out.
Yeah.
Ours was in the opposite direction, even with the sign change, but let's not burn it. You're right down to belly band, babe.
And we're 10 minutes away from the CDH maneuver, that burn that will make the differential altitude constant. It'll be a very small maneuver on the order of 2 to 2.5 feet per second. The ground solution is 2.3 feet per second. The crew is now getting a solution from their computer.
Snoop, Houston, we see your solution. It looks prima. Over.
That's right, John. Looks like our CSI solution, the total targeting, was just fantastic.
Control officer reports that all of the LEM consumables are in good shape. Showing a range now of 87 miles between the LEM and the CSM.
Yeah, we're going to be able to act and try again. We'll make sure what attitude holds. We knew that was wrong before.
Charlie Brown, Houston, over. Hello, Charlie Brown, Houston, over.
Go ahead, Charlie Brown's reading you.
Right, Snoop, I'm not reading him at all. We noticed he bypassed his roll maneuver at about 104.33. We recommend He manually roll 180 before he does his P20 auto maneuver. Over after the burn.
He got that.
Okay, we barely heard him. Thank you.
John, we're at 343, 342, counting down to the burn. Past 2 minutes, John.
Jose, are you maneuvering now? Okay, we just lost lock, I understand.
Right. John, we're within 35 seconds. Dead band attitude hold. 4, 3, 2, 1. Burning.
Burn was good.
Roger, Snoop, we copy.
And you copy the residuals?
That's affirmative. We got it all. Over.
Alrighty. Okay, go back up, John, and we'll be all set to track. in. We have solid lock on, John. Okay, Charlie Brown, this is Snoopy. I've had you in reflected sunlight out there for about 90 miles on. It was just very faint. It's just about the same as around the Earth when we used to see the Aegean. But I've got you as a little yellow dot out there, and I've been tracking you since about 90 miles. Over. But I've only got one eye power.
Hey, John, after aligning this platform with the ALT, I can see why your eyes are, why you're saying what you're saying, I'll tell you.
Hello, Houston, this is Snoopy. We're right over by Moki and the landing site again. I'm getting a view of it now from 45 miles, and again, just extrapolating from below, it looks like you got about 25 to 30% clear area in there. Over.
Roger, we copy, Snoop. Over.
Roger, we're coming up to the craters Sabine and Ritter, and we can see US-1 here, and the sides of US-1 again are rounded and smoked, but the whole thing has dropped down just like reported before.
Roger, we copy, Snoop.
Houston, do you have a good gauge on...
Go ahead.
Do you have a good gauge on a setting for internal film to use outside?
Stand by. Roger, use 2S stops higher, Snoop, on that film. And Tom, if you got a chance to talk a minute, could you describe landing site 2 from 8 miles? We didn't have you in communications at that time.
Okay, Houston, go ahead. You were cut out. So you want me to describe the landing site 2 again?
We can get it later, Snoop. It's a little busy now. We'll get it later. We were out of communications with you at that time, but we'll get it later. Over.
Yeah, okay. The approach in looks a lot smoother than some of the orbiter photos show, and still estimate 25 to 30% a semi-clear area. So if the limb has enough hover time, at least from what we could see at 50,000 feet, it should not be a problem. Or if you come down in the wrong area and you don't have the hover time, you're going to have to shove off.
We copy.
Fair, Roger. Okay, we got good solid lock on now. We're working on P-34.
Range is 71 miles. We're showing a constant delta altitude of 14.94 miles between the two vehicles.
Snoop, Houston, we don't read Charlie Brown. Would you relay that if he's done his 180 roll to try to high gain for us?
Roger. Houston, Charlie Brown is Snoopy with a relay. If you've completed your 180-degree roll, will you try your high gain for Houston? Over.